We're back, joined now by William Lewis, who is Dean of the Pacific Coast University School of Law. Dean Lewis, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Art. Thank you for having me, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. I'll bet 95% of our viewers do not know that right here in Long Beach, we have a law school. Tell us about Pacific Coast, Dean.
Well, Pacific Coast University is actually the oldest night school in at least Southern California. It was incorporated in January of 1927, 6 months before the California State Bar was incorporated in July of 1927.
Wow. We're older than the Bar Association.
That is correct.
And you focus on evening students. You did from the beginning, students who are working, mid-career, who want to get that law degree.
Absolutely. The school has catered to working adults who have families, wives, mortgages, and so forth, but have always had a desire to become lawyers and study the law.
And an important development happened in the history of the law school just in the last year or so. You got accredited by the state of California.
Yes, that's correct, Art. We were officially accredited on September 25th of 2010, and we're very proud of it.
Well, that, congratulations. And among the graduates of Pacific Coast Law School are Laura Dowd, who's now our city auditor, Jerry Shipsky, who's a councilwoman, retired Judge Robert Parkin, former city attorney, was it,
or prosecutor?
Attorney. So, and a whole bunch of judges are alums of Pacific Coast.
At least 13.
Wow. So, check this out. You can get a law degree in 4 years for a total cost of $20,000, $5,000 a year, and you get it at night, and you have some 170 students, and you're right here in Long Beach.
That is correct.
Remarkable. Let's just take a look for a second at the catalog, and we'll put the website and telephone number up at the end of the segment. If you want to become an attorney, like both the guest and the host here, for whatever reason, you don't have to practice law if you don't want to. You can if you do. It's great training.
Absolutely the best.
Like chicken soup, it can't hurt.
There you go.
And you can get it right here in town. It has to be the best kept secret in this city.
And if I may throw in, Art, we're about a stone and a half throw from here. We're right off of Eximino and PCH.
Yes.
Within shouting distance of this university.
Right behind Staples. So you can load up with legal pads at Staples and go there take your courses.
Exactly.
Let's just talk for a moment about what a law degree gives the graduate.
Well, depending on your perspective, I happen to believe that a law degree gives you probably the best education that's possible. In fact, there's even talk on some campuses about replacing the general liberal arts curriculum with more of a curriculum that's law-based. Definitely makes you a more educated citizen, makes you a more productive citizen. And both of us believe in education. It's a tremendous education.
It gives you analytical skills, too, where you can go into an area that you're not familiar with, get familiar with it, and cut to the chase. I mean, I believe in Occam's razor just as a philosophy of life, just
so
eliminating unnecessary theories that are not necessary to explain observed phenomenon, but also just in editing. We edit our magazine very tightly and just chop away unnecessary words, phrases, concepts, and get to the core.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And legal training gets
does
you... Does that.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking. And whether you actually practice law, whether you teach like both of us do, whether you go into government, how many members of... Well, not this is not an endorsement... Now that I think about it, but how many members of Congress are lawyers? Too many.
Exactly.
But it does change your, it changes your life, really.
Yes, yeah. For the better.
And is it satisfying being a dean as well as a teacher?
Yes, it does. Obviously, being a dean requires more paperwork, but My biggest satisfaction comes when a graduate who has passed the bar from our school comes up, shakes my hand, or gives me a hug, depending on the gender, and says, thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without you and the faculty.
Nice.
You can't buy that kind of feeling.
Amen to that. It is so true. And as we approach the new year, maybe one of your New Year's resolutions might be, I want to go to law school. And if you decide to do that and you live here in the greater Long Beach area, you can get a law degree for $20,000, not a six-figure burden as some graduates have from many of the national law schools, and use it as you wish. So, Dean Lewis, thank you. We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
This has been our last show of the 2011 year as we continue our 20th anniversary season. I want to thank our sponsors, our many guests, and most of all, you, our viewers, for your support and loyalty over these past 20 years. We could not have done it without you. And Dean Lewis, thank you again for joining us and being part of this last show of 2011.
Thank you, Art. It was my pleasure.
And thank you at home for being our guest. Please join us in the new year, 2012, wishing you all the very best for the holiday season and the new year.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.